The Dumb Practitioner. The Dumb Practitioner. How many times have you been a dumb practitioner? How many times have I been a dumb practitioner? How many times have we had a need, a desire, and had to work on something? And we worked on it. Oh, we worked on it. We worked with panic. We worked with terror. We worked with, oh dear, it's got to be, it's got to be, it's got to be. It's got to be, it's got to be, it's got to be. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. There's got to be peace on earth. My child is dying in the hospital and he needs help. Oh, it's got to be some help. Some help has to be done. Oh, something must be done. And we worry and worry and worry. Now, a practitioner never worries. A practitioner knows that he's working with a principle. And the principle is, whatever it is that you have in your mind, whatever thought that you have, whatever belief that you have about yourself, it's done right now. Whatever choice you have is done right now. If someone comes to you and says, work with me on family relations, work with me on wealth, work with me on my health, work with me on the health of my child or the health of my spouse, work with me that there be peace on earth and that there no longer be any war. Work with me on these things. And we say, sure thing, glad to work with you. Well, what a bunch of baloney. We don't work with anything. We merely put the cause in motion and then the cause manifests itself. But if we vary from that cause, if we worry that the cause might not be fulfilled, the cause might not be completed, if we worry that there is a problem that needs immediate attention because the person is dying, then we're not a very good practitioner, we're a dumb practitioner. A scientist never worries whether his principles, whether the rules are going to be utilized. He merely utilizes them. He merely puts the principles into practice and brings them about in his life and the world. He brings them about in all the activities that are important to him. And that's really all that matters to him. Nothing else matters to him whatsoever. He merely works with principle. Now, many times scientists are working with principles, and they're working with principles that they don't realize they're putting in motion. And they bring about beautiful results, and sometimes results that they didn't expect. But when we, as a practitioner, hold on to the client's problems, rather than to give them a quickie, all is in divine order. Now! All is in divine order now. And then let go. We told you yesterday about the monk who picked up this lady on the edge of the river and carried her across. And he and his companion continued on their journey. And then later the companion said, why did you pick up that lady? Why did you pick up that lady? We're not allowed to do that as monks. We're not allowed to do that. And the first monk said, well, I picked her up and I put her down on the other side of the river because I cared. And I put her down. I released her. You are still holding her. And this is what we as practitioners oftentimes do. We still hold on to the problem. We still hold on to the circumstance and we want to make a quickie out of it. And say, all is in divine order now. You're whole and perfect. You're fantastic. You're glorious. And mean it with all your heart and all your soul and all your being and all your self. Mean it, mean it, mean it. Oh, mean it, mean it. It is done. Yes. The dumb practitioner is the one who just feels that he's got to work at it. He's got to train at it. You go to a practitioner school and you learn how to be a practitioner, and you learn how to work with people's problems. You learn how to work with people's concerns and worries. No, no, no. There's only one practitioner school, and that's the school that says all is in divine order now. That's the only rule in the practitioner school. That's the only statement that the practitioner knows. That's the only statement you and I know. All is in divine order now. If you would like to be a practitioner and work with yourself and your life and your world or your friends, and you'd like to bring about those things that are exciting and wonderful and terrific, you can do it. But you can only do it if you're going to be a wise practitioner. And a wise practitioner has one statement, and the statement is, all is in divine order now. All, everything. There's not something left out. I don't have to say every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. I don't have to say that I live in my ideal world. I don't have to say any of these things. Any of those things, because any of those things that I say are saying to me and to principles, to the principle, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I hold on to the client's problems. I hold on to my problems. I hold on to the world's problems. And I see the problems again and again and again. And of course, I'm just exacerbating them. I'm just building them, empowering them to continue to be. But when I train myself to say, all is in divine order right now, I step out of the dumb practitioner school and I step into the divine practitioner school. I am practicing that which I believe and I know is true. I am practicing that which I believe and know is the only reality for me now. I am practicing that every moment of my life. All is in divine order now. All. And it's a quickie. You just say, all's in divine order now. And let it go. Let it go. A little child doesn't worry about it. A little child says, all's in divine order. You teach it. Little child that, hey, I like that. That's a good statement. That covers everything. That covers everything that I could ever think about, anything I could ever want in my life. That's wonderful. I like that. That's what a little child says. And we're supposed to become as that little child. Yes, we are. We're supposed to become as that little child and enter into that wonderful state, that wonderful kingdom of heaven, that wonderful reality that we are. And how glorious it is. How glorious it is, yes. How glorious it is to enter into that kingdom of heaven now. Because that's where we belong. That's where we live. That's where we exist. All is in divine order now. Say that to yourself, about yourself, for your world, for everything. All is in divine order now. You see an impending problem, and you say, all is in divine order now, and there's nothing to the problem. It no longer exists. It is now complete. You see people having problems with themselves, and you say, all is in divine order now. That's all. That's all that's required of a good practitioner. A real practitioner does not hold on to the client's problems. If you ask a real practitioner, what's the problem? He'll say, all is in divine order right now. And you'll say, oh, come on, come on. Well, if you practice that, that's what you get. If you practice all is in divine order right now, that's all you'll get. That's all you'll get, and that's all you'll have, and that's all you'll be, and that's all you'll know. And that's all you want to know. That's all you want to know. And it is done for you right now. Perfectly, beautifully, fantastically, joyously, right now. And what more wonderful experience could you wish for than to have it be done now? I love you. I love you. I love you.